CEO Andrew Fagan. Andrew, thanks for your time.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Brilliant. Hey, straight off the bat, will you match Geelong's offer?
Look, it's a good question, Rowie. I'm not going to detail our strategy. There's a number of steps that we've got to work through over the coming weeks, but I can absolutely assure you, assure our members, assure our supporters that we're going to make those decisions necessary and take the actions necessary that are going to deliver the best outcome for our football club. We'll leave no stone unturned in that regard.
Okay, have you the resource to match it then?
Well, mate, again, we'll use all the resources at our capacity to ensure that to ensure we get the best outcome for the footy club. So I'm not able to comment on issues of matching and what those numbers might be because I'm not privy to them at the moment. But as I said, there's a number of steps to this process. We've got to go through first base before we get to home base. But we'll do everything that we can to make sure that we get the best outcome for the Crows.
Okay, well then have you the nerve to let him walk for nothing? Has that been considered as a what if?
Well, mate, I think I probably answered it, which is I'm going to do everything necessary to get the best outcome for the footy club. Nothing's off the table.
Well, that's a yes.
In terms of nothing being off the table, is there any possibility that Patrick could stay at the Adelaide Football Club in terms of deal doesn't get done, doesn't want to go on the draft, can stay at Adelaide for two more years, then become an unrestricted free agent?
Mate, anything's possible. Look, Dane has made it pretty clear that he would like to return to Geelong. Those reasons are the family and their personal reasons. So, as I said at a media conference earlier today, they, this is a somewhat unique situation. Certainly not completely unique. Said if it was for footy program, for chances of future success, for his love of the club, he's made it quite clear to us that there'd be no reason to leave. But unfortunately, it's he's compelled to for family reasons. And but now we move into a different phase of the discussion. Now that he's made his decision to exercise his rights under free agency, and that's for us to ensure that we receive the compensation that we think is appropriate. And as I said, there's various steps to go through, and obviously one of those, as you outlined, could be that should we match, he could always accept that offer. But mate, there's a lot of steps to take before we get to that point.
He's told you it's Geelong. We know it's Geelong. It's the only club he wants to go to. Your presser distinctively said back to Victoria. Would you entertain other clubs' offers?
Mate, again, nothing's off the table. We're into phase two here, which is we're out of season 2015. We're looking forward to season 2016. And it's now about what's best for the Adelaide Football Club. That's front and centre in my mind, and that's what we're going to try and achieve.
Okay, pick 15 is where it sits now, a first round pick, the AFL compo pick. Is that enough?
Mate, I think the issue of compensation just becomes becomes a really blurred one, right? So we want to achieve, we've got a position in mind where we think it's a suitable outcome. That's what we want to try and reach. That's what we want to get to. And, we're going to do everything we can to try and achieve that outcome. The way in which the compensation system works, there's been plenty of debate. I think most people would agree that it's got plenty of flaws. It's just plays part of a process here. It's only part of the process.
Andrew, as we know, you found out a couple of weeks ago, no doubt your list management team, they would have been going through all the permutations and the possibilities. Can you see a way where the Adelaide Football Club could be at least equal or even better off through trading and getting picks and players without Patrick Dangerfield?
I can. Look, that's the art of list management. And obviously, like other teams, we've got needs. We've got things that we need to further build upon and develop at the football club. And obviously, while it's disappointing that that Patrick's leaving, it does give us, once this process is complete, it'll give us salary cap space. Should he leave the club, it'll give us salary cap space and whatever compensation we receive to address those needs. So, I think that there's certainly the possibility that we could reach a position that could, or we could probably fast track fast-track that process, I guess. So maybe something that we were otherwise looking at taking 3 or 4 years, maybe it'll take 1 or 2 years. But that's the art of list management, and David Noble and Justin Reid and our list management committee, that I sit on are well across that, and I've been working on that, obviously, for some time.
Have you spoken to the AFL, whether it be Mark Evans or Gil McLachlan? Because we're hearing that there's going to be a Paddy Dangerfield rule at the end of this. He can't walk for 15. It's not right. A club's got to give something up for that to happen. I don't want us to roll on 12 months to next year and all of a sudden the free agency rules are changed and a club does have to. Have you battered and exhausted everything you can through the AFL?
Yeah, look, I've certainly had a discussion with Gillen. And that was to ensure that we were clear around how the compensation pick worked. We've obviously wanted to make sure we're clear about every aspect of this. Wanted to see how high that went, and a number of other potential variables that could impact on that or any other part of the compensation mechanism. So that we had that discussion. And look, mate, as I said before, that The system's in place is, probably gets criticised a fair bit, but it's a system we've got to work with in 2015 as we go through this over the next few weeks. So, it provides for certain avenues for us to work down or walk down, and that's what we're going to do. So we'll take all of those steps that are necessary to deliver the best outcome for the footy club. So Gil helped to identify what some of those were. And we're now going to get on and do it.
How confident are you that you and your executive team can deliver the best outcome for your club? And I think the AFL industry and the market, your fans are thinking two first rounders or a low first rounder and a star. Are you 100% confident you will deliver on that?
Mate, I'm really confident that we're going to deliver a good outcome for the footy club. Okay. So, mate, what I can assure everyone is that we will... I think someone made a statement to me. I think this is taken from someone else. It's certainly not original, but we'd rather die trying than live on our knees. Yeah. So we're gonna we'll do all that we need to try and to deliver the outcome that members want, our supporters right. want, and that the footy club needs. So mate, we're just gonna see how that plays out. So there's plenty of water to flow under the bridge yet, and it's difficult. I know I'm speaking in a little bit of riddle because I'm not going to take people through the strategy, and that's not because I'm not trying to be transparent. It's because
it's not in our interest to
do it. What we want to do is in the interest to try and get the best outcome, and that's what we're going to set our sights on delivering.
But that's okay. I think we all want to know that you've got your William Wallace war paint on, you're in the trenches, the bullets are out, you're ready to go over the top. Now, you're that, aren't you?
I did see a photo of me floating around on Twitter with my William Wallace war paint. So, that was you, was it? So, I did find it quite amusing.
Good man.
Blue's my colour.
Okay, let's talk about a really positive signing today. Scott Camporelli, senior assistant, going to be looking after the midfield for the next 2 years.
Brilliant.
Yeah, look, it's obviously great. Campo did an extraordinary job this season in really difficult circumstances. He's obviously a quality bloke. He's an outstanding coach. He's a great strategist and tactician. He's been great in that midfield group for a number of years now, and said it was fantastic that he stepped up. And look, he came in to see me earlier this week and just let me know that he wouldn't be putting his hand up for the senior coaching role. He felt that the timing just wasn't right for him at this point in time with a young family, etc. He certainly didn't discount sometime in the future looking at it. The time he's not right for him now, and he also said he missed his midfielders. He said, mate, I want to get back to them and spend as much time. He said, I think there's a bit of midfielder love going on, and he wants to get back and spend time with them. And look, the great thing for the footy club is that he's a better coach now than he was. Obviously, he's got a broader lens, having sat in that seat now for a few months. That's clear in observation, but it's also he acknowledged it himself. So we'll get the benefit of him as a senior assistant in this coaching structure, together with the person that we appoint as a senior coach over. And look, we'll make that appointment. I'm still on track to do that in the early part of October.
Any news on any other coaches, Darren Milburn?
No, mate. Look, we'll on all other individuals within the footy club, we'll make those decisions public once we finalise it all. But again, I'm absolutely confident that we're going to have an elite coaching group in 2016.
J-Pod? Any news on J-Pod? I hope we can keep him, Fags, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty confident he'll be hanging around the footy club. And said he's a quality individual, and you know, he's got some interests outside of footy as well. Obviously, a very intelligent bloke, you know, well-rounded, but he's said a quality individual, and you know, if he's in Adelaide, I want to make sure he's hanging around the footy club.
What about John Worsfold? He puts his hand up for Essendon today. Obviously, he was spent a lot of time at Adelaide. You were able to articulate that he was never really in the hunt. Is that correct for Adelaide?
Well, yeah, so, look, it's one of those funny things. You know, you sit here and there's a lot of speculation around it. But during the course of the season, I know we can sound a bit boring at times because we don't provide running commentary on contractual discussions, whether it's about players or coaches. And we particularly don't want to do that because we don't want to disrupt the season. And as well as we don't want to, you know, maybe... adversely impact on you know, what the outcomes that we might be seeking in those negotiations. And Mush was one of those. I think it gathered a fair bit of momentum outside of the club. But the facts are that when I called him on the 4th of July, the day after Walshy passed, I asked him to come and do us a favour and help to you know, look after a young coaching group and provide an extra set of hands. And you know, he's aware of some of the things that we had in place here. I was really proud and pleased that he was able to do that, and he did a fantastic job during the course of the season. But he made it really clear to me at that point that he was here for 3 months and then he was leaving. Obviously, during the course of the season, his interest, probably his time here sparked interest to return to full-time coaching maybe earlier than what he expected. But he, again, made it pretty clear to me that, that if he was going to do that, it was either going to be in his back where he's living in Perth or it would be in Melbourne where... for family reasons, it was going to be a bit more settled for him. So, we understood that. He was never really a contemplation for us. Of course, if he had put up his hand and said, "I'm interested in a role," we would have looked at him as part of the process. But it was always really clear he was either going back to Perth or he was going to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that momentum, and we got swept up in it, Rowie and I, when the team were performing well and there was that sparked interest. Would it maybe have been best to come out and just, once again, articulate the fact that John was always only staying to the end of the year to perhaps give your members a little bit of information to give them all the clarity that they might have needed?
Well, mate, ultimately, those sort of discussions are for John to make, and I think he made them through the course of the season that he hadn't even suggested that he was going to return to full-time coaching. That was just a contemplation, you never know. He could have at one stage said, "Andrew, I've decided we've won a flag, and I'm interested in sticking around if there's a role for me." It wasn't for me to try and articulate a position on Woosher prior to him articulating that or determining it himself. So I think we made it pretty clear that, A, we don't comment on that sort of stuff during the course of the season. Individuals can comment on their own contractual situation, or we can do it once they're finalised.
Been a lot of speculation the last month. There was a news report in Brisbane in the paper up there about Brett Burton coming home to take over play a role in the fitness department in Adelaide, and Nick Poulos maybe changing jobs. Is there any clarity on that at all?
Look, certainly where there's plenty of speculation this time of year around all clubs and people moving from one club to the other, etc., but it'd be inappropriate for me to be commenting on each and every individual, mate. We've got our structures set, and we've obviously got a few important decisions to make, including that of the senior coach. We'll let you know.
What about if... Now, most people suspect that Brett's going to come back and work here. Can you at least reassure people that if Nick Poulos was to go and you had to get someone to replace him, it wouldn't be about just making sure... it wouldn't be about getting someone who had a relationship already with the club. You'd go to market and get the best person. Could you give that guarantee?
Well, mate, that's what we do. I think you would have heard me in my first press conference when I arrived here a year ago. I said I wanted to develop the leading football program in the AFL. That was our aspiration, and it was about putting the right people in the right seats. So that hasn't changed. We've obviously made a number of decisions over the course of the season to date to do that, both in the football department and in the administration and commercial department. And that process will always continue. So, but I want an elite football program. Every single decision we make will be geared towards that. And you know, I think, as you well know, Bix, that you only really know what's going on inside a football club when you're inside the football club. We try as much as we can to be transparent about what direction we're taking, but it's always difficult when you start to talk about individuals because it's just not appropriate to be talking about them in a public sense. So again, we'll have an elite footy set up, both program and people, and the systems that support them. And you know, over the coming weeks, we'll be able to announce all of that.
Yep. Oh, look, I guess the being out and about, you talk to people, there's some cynicism and there's the words "jobs for the boys" comes up. So I guess for you to bang that on the head, you want to just smash that out of the park?
Well, mate, it would be insulting for someone to suggest that. I'd take it as an absolute personal insult to suggest there's jobs for the boys. I think people need to recognise that if it was jobs for the boys, I'd probably be employing a whole lot of rugby people. These decisions... are made, you know, at particular, well, short of the CEO and the senior coach, which are decisions that are endorsed by the board or made by the board. The other decisions are made by, you know, the CEO, they're made by the head of football, and we'll make those in the best interests of the footy club. And, mate, I think a lot of that suggestion comes from any person that Mark Rusciuto might know sitting on our board, or any person that has previously been associated with the Adelaide Football Club, discounting themselves from any future role. I think that those sorts of, you know, suggestions are ridiculous. We will just make decisions on the best people in the best roles that are best going to suit them, and they're going to deliver outcomes for the footy club, and we'll make them every day of the week.
There you go. The band is not coming back together, Bix. I told you that. Hey, new coach, have you narrowed it down?
Well, we've got a short list, and you know, we will continue to work through that process over the next couple of weeks. I'm on track for a decision for early October. As people could appreciate, due to individuals' existing commitments with their teams, there's a time lag that you've got to work your way through. But we've certainly had extensive discussions. We're really comfortable with where we're at. Got a clear picture of where we want to end up, and the type of individual we're looking for, and I'm really confident that that we're on track to deliver against that. So give us a few weeks and we're making another big announcement.
Any clearer on the model? Is it one coach with no mentor, or is it a coach and a mentor? Has that been finalised yet?
Well, Bix, it's a good question. So it's all about balance in the coaching group, and you've got to I've always been a believer in structure following strategy, and we've got a really clear picture of the health of the footy program, clear picture of how we want it to run, and therefore that helps to define the sort of person you want. So we'll appoint our senior coach, then we'll look at that senior coach and we'll look at the and we'll work with them to identify the additional resources, if any, that they require to support them in their role as senior coach. Now, for one individual, and I'm just speaking generically here, not specifically about our process, but for one individual that might mean a full-time coaching director because they require it. For another individual, they might not need a coaching director at all, but maybe they want to be supported with an additional analyst or an additional scout, or there's other things that people might be, someone who's going to work closely on strategy. So they'll... we'll put together a package of skills and people that will deliver the outcome that we're after. So that's some of the complexity that we look at when we're going through this process. It's not as simple as just saying, oh, look, let's draw a couple of boxes on an organisational chart and just find a couple of people to fill them. So we've got to get the balance right and the relationships right and the balance of skills working to the best of their ability.
Fags, we've nearly had you for a half an hour, but just a couple of yes-nos. I'm happy with them. Neil Craig, would you consider getting him back to the club?
Mate, I'm not going to talk about individuals, so I'm sorry that I can't give you a yes or no. But that was a good trick though, to try and get run away from my standard line of I'm not going to talk about individuals.
Okay, Harley Bernell, are you interested?
Can I just tell you? No, I won't talk about individuals. I'll start with no.
Well, that's not a yes or a no. Harley Bernell, would you look at him?
But did I not just answer that question?
Well, that's a yes. Matt Crouch, how far away is he from signing? I'm nervous on this one. Can you put me at ease, Fags? Get your William Wallace mask on.
Rowie, now, I think I sat down with you, or at least I was on the phone call several months ago, and you provided a list of, I think, 20 players that were off contract, or 15 or something. You said, I'm nervous, mate. And then, you know, then it was nervous about Tex, and it was nervous, you're nervous about Sloaney, then you're nervous about Lynchy, you're nervous about Leedy. You went through, you're nervous about all of them, mate, and we've been working through them one by one. But we're, it's a complex process, we're getting the job done. Mate, when we've got stuff to announce, we'll let you know.
Well, let me tell you, I have got faith. I have got faith, Fags, and I think a lot of the supporters here are absolutely nodding with that. And I'm an emotional wreck, so come on, get things organised, Fags. Get that ball paint on.
I know. I don't like to leave you hanging out there, mate. Good man. I don't like to leave you hanging out there. We'll work hard.
Good man. Well, Andrew, thanks for spending as long as you did with us, about 30 minutes, which was great. You cleared up a lot of stuff there, and we look forward to those announcements coming out as they come to your hand.
Good on you guys. Thanks for the chat. Look forward to catching up soon.